I've been able to perform for many, many years, and I have to say that the opportunities that I've had throughout my career to play with Mr. Marsalis have been the single high points of my performing career. To sit up here and play, especially after Dr. Taylor was here, is, I kind of wish I could shrivel up and die a little bit. But to play with Mr. Marsalis is an experience I can't even begin to describe. And it's only very recently that I've actually liked Mr. Marsalis or any of his sons. You see, what you have to understand, the only Marsalis I really, really liked from the time I was probably 8 years old was Dolores Marsalis, because she was the only one who was actually nice to me when I frequented their house for lessons. Oh, Harry, how are you? So nice to see you. You're getting to be so handsome. And how's your family? The rest of them were just downright mean. I mean, try and having a lesson with him and having other guys around, people like Delphio and Winton and Bramford, constantly picking on you. It was horrible. I'm traumatized by it. I'm in therapy because of it. But it was an amazing time. And I think that there's no greater way, well, there may be one greater way to honor Mr. Marsalis than what we're doing tonight. In New Orleans, right after Hurricane Katrina, Bramford and I drove down to see what we could do, if anything. Turned out to be very little at the time because, you know, we're two jazz musicians and we don't know much about anything else. But as time went on, we decided that we were going to put together a community of musicians, hopefully, called the Musicians Village, which has become a very successful endeavor. Thank you. But the real exciting part is what's happening right in the middle of the physical space of the 80 residences that make up the Musicians Village. Right in the center is going to be a school. This school is going to be not only a community center, a place for internet access, a community center, all of these different things, a performing space, a recording space, but it's going to be named the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music. Because, and anybody who knows Mr. Marsalis knows, there's no greater jazz educator in the world, and there's no greater jazz pianist in the world, and there's no better way to pass the tradition of New Orleans music on than to have a physical place where young people can go and learn from people like Mr. Marsalis. So we're excited to have that open up soon.